The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on November 12th, 2011 in New Delhi, India.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shyamini Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschanjate Satarine. So today is most auspicious event initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning. It doesn't mean your business is finished. Now you are formally beginning this process as a registered disciple on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada gave very nice points about this initiation. On the 5th of January 1974 in Los Angeles, he stated, "Deathlessness begins from the day of initiation, Adau Garashvayam. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. And if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master or the Shastra, then you become deathless, no more death." So, from the very day of initiation, which is today, for the two new first initiates, if they take the orders and instructions of their spiritual masters, their very life and soul, and they never deviate, then their eternal identity as Krishna's servant has become fully re-manifested from this day. Today they have entered into deathlessness. So, how do you maintain that state of deathlessness? By avoiding the 10 offenses. If we commit these nama-aparads, then we spoil the process. So we must be very careful to avoid these 10 nama-aparads. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. So how do you avoid blaspheming devotees? You go to the Himalayas and live in a cave? No. You always associate with devotees in the mood of love and respect for the Vaishnavas. Always love and respect the Vaishnavas. They are Krishna's representatives. In fact, Krishna says, "Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktas tate janaha. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata." My dear son of Prita, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So this is how we avoid blasphemy. We have to worship the devotees as the representatives of Krishna. Number two, to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Chanting Hare Krishna is not like chanting Durga Durga Shiva Shiva. It is a whole different category. One should never think that Krishna is simply one of the gods. No, he is Deva Deva. He is the god of the gods. Never doubt this for a minute. Krishna is the supreme god. He's not one of the gods. To disobey the order of the spiritual master is the third offense. So one has to have full faith in one's spiritual master. That is a principle given by Rupa Goswami, that one must have full faith and obedience in one's spiritual master. The fourth offense, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, "Vedaishtachar vairaham." I am the Vedic literature, you see. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. So, if you blaspheme the Vedic literature, you're blaspheming Krishna. It is all Krishna. He is the compiler of Vedanta. It's all pointing to him. So if we blaspheme that Vedic literature, then that's a blasphemy of Krishna, because he is manifested as the Vedic literature. Just like he's manifested as the holy name, he's also manifested as Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. So if you blaspheme the Vedic literature, you're blaspheming Krishna. Consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. That's the fifth offense. It is stated that one pure utterance of Hare Krishna can nullify more sins than you can commit in millions and millions of lifetimes. If one doubts that statement, that's an offense. One should never underestimate the power of the holy name. The holy name is more powerful than you can ever conceive. So never think the glories of a holy name are some imagination. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation of the holy name. This is the pastime of the scholars, the mundane scholars. Krishna means black, black means dark, dark means ignorance, therefore Krishna is ignorance. Don't follow the trap of these mundane scholars. They don't know what they're talking about. They have no bhakti. Number seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Well, I'm really fallen, so I'm just going to go indulge a little bit. Tonight, at the tavern or the bar, or the brothel, but I'll chant some extra rounds tomorrow to make up for it. I like that. Don't commit sinful activities on the strength of the name. That is considered the greatest offense. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas, the fruit of activities. That means you chant Hare Krishna. I want to get a new job, so I chant Hare Krishna. I'm looking for a wife, so I chant Hare Krishna. No, don't chant Hare Krishna for any material purpose. It's very offensive. Simply chant Hare Krishna to develop pure love of God. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. So some people say, well, I didn't want to go on Sankirtan anyway, so this is my excuse. No, it doesn't mean that. We are ordered by Lord Chaitanya to preach to everyone. Jare deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara gaya guru hoyu tari edesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him about Krishna. So how do these two instructions correlate with each other? The meaning of this is don't preach in such a way that people become blasphemous. You have to be very intelligent. A preacher has to present Krishna in such a way that people are attracted. You see? Everyone has Krishna consciousness within the heart. It's buried there. That's all. So you have to, when you approach people to try to give them a book or to try to tell them about Krishna, then you have to do it in such a way that you don't stimulate their faithless nature. You have to stimulate their faithful nature. Don't cause people to make blasphemy. That's the point. Number 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. If you're maintaining material attachments, it means you're not developing attachment for Krishna. Our process of Krishna consciousness is to become attached. The highest plane of the sadhana platform, sadhana process, I mean to say, the highest platform is the asakti platform or attachment. We want to become attached. We're trying to become attached. That's why we're doing, that's why we have faith. That's why we associate with devotees. That's why we get initiated. That's why we give up our bad habits. That's why we become fixed up. That's why we develop taste. We want to come to that point of attachment. Asakti. So, if you're actually developing that attachment to Krishna, then material attachments, they will just fall by the wayside. They'll no longer be attractive. You're maintaining material attachments, it means you are not becoming attached to Krishna. You're not becoming attached to His name. You're not being attached to Guru. You're not being attached to the deities. You're not being attached to Vaishnavas. You're doing something wrong if you're not becoming attached to these things. And that means your material attachments are remaining. So develop attachment for Krishna's name, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's fame, Krishna's glories, Krishna's entourage, his paraphernalia, everything related to Krishna, become more and more attached to it, and that's how you avoid this tenth offense. So now we can give the names and beats. I'd like to first call Shri Devi. We'll offer your obeisances to the deities and the Prabhupada.
For every person loudly, so everyone can hear.
So first offer your obeisances to Radha Krishna, to Prabhupada, Panchatattva, Nrisingadeva, and Sisko Swami. Dear Sri Devi, you come offer your obeisances. However, then to Guru, you should say the pranam mantras now here. Say them loudly, so I can hear them. My deaf ears. Bowing down. Okay. So how many rounds of japa will you chant every day?
16 rounds.
16? Only 16?
16 rounds.
At least 16. At least 16.
More also, I'm doing sometimes... You
have to say at least 16 in English.
Come.
I will chant at least 16 rounds.
At least 16.
Okay. That's better. So what are the four regulated principles?
No drinking, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex.
Okay. All right. So your name is Sachi Mata Devi Dasi. I keep it a little bit soft because I have an ear disease. Sorry about that. Bad karma in my ears. Okay, and now the next candidate for initiation, Hema, Bhaktan Hema. Say it loudly so I can hear it. So, how many rounds will you chant every day?
16
rounds. Very good. And what are the four regulated principles you will strictly follow?
No eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication.
Very good. So, your name is Hari Priya Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna.